Welcome to Christ Chapel this morning for our preview of Justice Jazz and the Journey of Tradition. Thanks to Daniel and Carl for that lovely rendition of A Child is Born. If you have a bulletin in front of you, think of that like a menu at a restaurant where things may be changing daily. So just stay loose. First, I would like to extend a hearty thank you to these wonderful musicians who have collaborated today to give us this preview. This preview could not happen without them, so you guys are much appreciated. I'm especially thankful because what we are doing today is almost like putting the cart before the horse, because we are having a preview of the work that will be done in April on the weekend of the 11th and the 12th, when the Theodicy Jazz Collective comes to be in residence here. So there will be several events here. I'll make sure you all can find out what they are and when they are and so forth. That group, Theodicy, of incredible musicians, will be here on campus to teach us and to demonstrate for us what it means to combine jazz, spirituality, liturgy, justice, and community. So I invite you to mark your calendars for that. But this morning, we're already trying that out a little bit. Even before they've come to teach us, maybe we'll teach them when they arrive. We can think about jazz and worship in a variety of ways, and this morning we will experience some of those ways. Jazz can be seen as a metaphor for the way we gather as a community of faith, many diverse parts with unique talents and abilities blending together around a common theme. We will hear jazz as an artistic and exegetical commentary when we hear some improvisation in response to a text from Job. We will also experience jazz as a means for meditation and centering as we encounter a psalm text together and then allow the musicians in their improvisation to provide a canvas upon which we can contemplate those words. And in the music itself, we experience the deep longing intrinsic in the blues. And last, as a community, we will sing together with our voices and those of the instruments weaving together. So welcome, and so that we sing together a little bit, we're going to sing two stanzas of Precious Lord, Take My Hand, which is in ELW 773. So here, guys.
Thank you.
So you have psalmody in your bulletin, the Kyrie eleison. We're going to see how this works together. Just stick with me. But what we'll do, the group's going to introduce it a little bit to get us kind of in the setting. Then we're going to sing together this refrain. Then I'm going to speak these words of Psalm 51. And then they're going to do some improvising. Well, that's an opportunity for you to let their improvisations guide your own meditation upon the text. So let's see how this goes. Thank you. Next, we'll experience text and improvisation, you might say, the work of the Holy Spirit in some sense. And this is very much improvised, so we'll see how this goes. Some words from Job. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? I will question you, and you shall declare to me, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk, or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, heavenly beings shouted for joy. Last, a meditative chant. This is a Taizé chant with a little jazz flavor. What I will ask you to do is we'll get it started. You keep singing, so this will be many layers of singing, improvisation, meditation. Let's begin.
Thank you.
day, remembering these words, may the God of journey and justice and tradition be with you all.